Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Happy New Year, everyone. Today, it's our end of year news quiz. Were you paying attention in 2011? But it's also our one-day end of year fundraiser for WNYC. You can call in right now to take the news quiz. We have one open line if anybody wants to sneak in there and get in line. 212-433-WNYC if you want to do that. And Pat Kiernan from New York One will be our guest quiz master in just a minute for a lot of New York area end of year news quiz questions. Will you be a Brian Lehrer Show news scholar for bragging rights at your New Year's Eve party? But it's also our one-day end-of-year fundraiser for WNYC. So before we get started with this portion of the news quiz, as you make your end-of-year contributions to not-for-profits, we're hoping that you will remember WNYC. And, of course, we make it easy by setting up our website and our Pledge Drive phone bank just for this one day, December 28th, to ask you to contribute. So if you want to be a member for 2012, please take this opportunity to pledge any amount. Or if you want to make an extra contribution above the membership that you already have, we really appreciate a small extra gift for the end of the year as you're figuring out your last-minute donations list. So call right now, 1-888-376-WNYC, 1-888-376-9692, or pledge online at WNYC.org. Thanks so much. We'll talk about it again a little bit later on. But this is just a one-day, December 28th, membership drive or donations drive for the end of the tax year. So please remember us right now, since this is the only hour that I'll be mentioning it, 1-888-376-WNYC, 1-888-376-9692, or pledge online at WNYC.org. And thank you all so very much. Now to the end of the year news quiz, hour two. Were you paying attention in 2011? Get two in a row right, and you'll win a WNYC Eco Tote, the environmentally friendly way to carry around your stuff. And I am delighted to have, as our quiz master for the portion of this news quiz, none other than the New York One morning man, the guy who makes it irresistible just to watch him read the newspaper, Pat Kiernan. Happy New Year, Pat. Thanks for doing this with us.
Thanks for having me. I was paying attention to all these stories as we delivered them on television, but I realized as we were going through the material for the news quiz that you don't necessarily file these things away in your memory the same way that we are asking people to do so for recall today.
Broadcasting is an open book test, much to the advantage of you and me. You are such a star in my home. You have two generations of Lehrers hanging on your every word as they get ready for work and school, you should know.
How do you get your kids to watch?
They wake up and they say, hey, Pat Kiernan, Weather on the Ones. So in the papers. So where do you come from? Because you don't sound like a native New Yorker.
No, I moved to New York City now 15 years ago from Western Canada. I had worked in radio and television in Edmonton, grew up in Calgary.
How'd you wind up here?
That's an excellent question. There was a job posting on one of the precursors to the internet, the CompuServe Journalism Forum. They were looking for people in New York that had the same skills that I had, and somehow I convinced them to go to the trouble of hiring a Canadian.
That's great. That's great. Well, we're glad you're here, and we're glad you're right here. So we're going to go to our very next contestant. I think that Bud in Nutley has been hanging on the longest, waiting for his turn. Hi, Bud. Happy New Year.
Hi, Brian, and hi, Pat. How are you guys?
Hey, Bud. Good to be with you.
Were you paying attention in 2011, Bud?
I think so. We'll find out.
We'll find out. All right. Hit him with your first question there, Pat.
Our first question, Bud. Why did Chris Christie say this?
Get the hell off the beach.
That's because he was warning people at Asbury Park to get off the beach because of the coming Hurricane Irene.
You got it.
Hurricane Irene. Okay, let's go on right on to the next question. If you get this one right, then you are officially a Brian Lehrer Show 2011 news scholar to use the bragging rights at your New Year's Eve party. Pat.
Yeah,
also,
on.
Also Eileen, Irene related, but New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg posed a bit of a thought experiment to us.
How does the guy that drives the train get to the train?
Okay, so the mayor said that. as his way of justifying what decision?
Whether or not he was going to declare an emergency.
A little more specific? Let's play it again. Let's play it again.
Oh, the emergency. I know what it is. I know. The emergency of closing the MTA.
That's right. The decision was to shut down the entire, not just subway system, but in fact it was the entire MTA, but certainly the subways were closed.
And the fact that they did it preemptively had a lot of people wondering, you know, is this really going to come in like they say it's going to come in? And then there were questions at the other end of it, whether they opened it up fast enough.
And I think that Bloomberg and Christie both wound up getting points for their pro-activists. Okay. Buddy
Happy
Nutley,
New Year to you all.
Happy New Year to you. Hang on. Great. We're going to get your address so we can send you a WNYC Eco Tote. And let's go next to David in Kensington. Hi, David.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good.
I'm a big fan.
Good. I'm glad you're on. And if you were paying attention, then
totally. You
will know.
I paid attention when you misspoke and said that Nikki Haley was a Native American because she didn't want to say Indian American. Do you remember that?
It's not that I didn't want to say Indian American. I misunderstood it.
Right.
I mean, I misread it because I didn't really know her at that time. So
okay.
I read Indian American and I thought, oh, she's a Native American. But in
Got
fact,
it.
She's East Indian.
You had to
American.
Bring that up? I'm going to give you really hard questions now.
Yeah, well, the other callers are going to bring up your biggest mistakes of the year, Pat. Go ahead, Pat. Hit David and Kenzie.
All right, David, your question. In August, a video went viral of a movie star breaking up a fight on a New York street. Listen to the moment when the people shooting the video start to realize who it is.
You know who that is, right?
Who?
That's the guy from the movie.
What movie?
The Notebook.
Where?
Right
what, are you serious? Are you serious?
So
our celebrity culture. So the question is:
so which star of The Notebook were they referring to? As an additional hint here, this is
I've never seen The Notebook, but I think it's Ryan Gosling.
Oh, there you go. You didn't even need my extra hint.
No.
Yes, it was Ryan Gosling who played Good Samaritan on the streets of Soho.
All right, and question number 19 for the Eco Tote.
Who has more Twitter followers, Shakira or President Obama?
Well, I know leading the league is Lady Gaga. I'm going to guess Shakira.
But not by much.
No, she's narrowly ahead. 11.9 million for Shakira, 11.6 million for President Obama. And you're right, Lady Gaga is the Twitter leader as of 9 o'clock this morning, 17,384,974 followers.
Followed.
I'm so impressed that you know that. That is great.
Well we looked it up. We had the advantage of Twitter on which to look it up. Then Justin Bieber, by the way, and then Kim Kardashian, married or not. David, thank you very much. We're going to send you that Eco Tote. We're putting you on hold. So hang on so you can get your address taken.
And honestly, Brian, both of us deserve more Twitter followers than we have if Kim Kardashian has 12 million.
Absolutely. At the moment, though, you are beating me
by
5,000 Twitter followers, 16,000 or so to 11,000 or so. So congratulations. But I'm going to catch you in 2012. Papa in Manhattan, you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Pat, hit him with a question.
According to an essay in the New York Times, whose final words were, oh, wow, oh, wow, oh, wow?
Another hint?
You don't probably need much of a hint.
Someone who died this year is implied by the question.
Oh, is it the man who was on CBS's... 60 Minutes?
Oh, I know who you're thinking of, but it wasn't Andy Rooney.
It was not Andy Rooney.
And so let's see. Let's give one more caller a shot at that. Vito in New Canaan. Did you hear that clip?
Yes, I did.
I mean the question.
Vito, I'll read it one more time. According to an essay in the New York Times, whose final words were, oh, wow, oh, wow, oh, wow?
Oh, gosh.
No, it was, oh, wow.
Yeah, no, not oh, gosh, oh, well. I'm sorry, I don't know.
Okay. Thanks for trying. Well, let's give one more person a try here. Carrie in Mount Kisco. Carrie, last shot before we retire this question. You'd think you do.
I know the answer.
And it is.
It's the question I think I just heard on my radio.
It is the same question.
Oh, that is Steve Jobs.
It is so Steve Jobs.
The Church of Apple.
Correct. The account of his final words written in an essay by his sister that the New York Times published. He died in October at the age of 56.
I would have thought it would have been like Timothy Leary or somebody, you know, who died on acid. But I guess Steve Jobs was enough of a hippie that he was having entering the afterlife experience.
Maybe. I wonder what Christopher Hitchens was.
Hitchens, yeah.
Yeah, Hitchens.
There was... Why you? All right, one question away from a WNYC Eco Tote and New Year's Eve bragging rights as a Brian Lehrer Show news scholar.
Okay, here we go. We move to local politics. 3 years ago, four Democratic New York State senators launched a coup in which they revolted against their own party leadership. As of 1 week ago, three of the four were no longer in the Senate, having been hit with a variety of federal and local criminal charges. Yes. Which of these four amigos is not currently being investigated or convicted of a crime?
The only one who's not currently being investigated or has been convicted of a crime.
And I will read you the four. The four are Hiram Monserrat, Carl Krueger, Pedro Espada, and Ruben Diaz Sr. Which of the four?
Ruben Diaz is out. Read me the four one more time.
Hiram Monserrat, Carl Krueger, Pedro Espada, and Ruben Diaz Sr. I just need the one name of the one who...
I think it's
the
Carl
one that's
Monserrat.
Not in... blending Carl Krueger and Hiram Monserrat. But you know what? Either one of those answers would be wrong. Carrie, nice try.
Okay.
And Pat, I'll tell you what. We will hold on to that question as we go to the break. This is going to give somebody the unfair advantage of being able to Google it if they can remember the question. And we're going to continue with part two of the local portion of our Brian Lehrer Show end of year news quiz in a few minutes with Pat Cannon, the morning man from New York One. So stay with us. Brian Lehrer on WNYC with our end-of-the-year news quiz. Were you paying attention in 2011? 212-433-WNYC. Our lines are full with aspiring contestants. You can get in when they finish up. 212-433-9692. Get two in a row right, and you'll win a WNYC Eco Tote, the environmentally friendly way to carry around your stuff. And we are delighted to have, as our quiz master for this portion of the news quiz, none other than the New York One morning man, the guy who makes it irresistible just to watch him read the newspaper, Pat Kiernan. Happy New Year again, Pat. Thanks again for doing this with us.
It's unfortunate that we're doing this on Pledge Drive Day, because otherwise we'd have time for the $500,000 bonus round.
Oh, you know about the $500,000 bonus round.
But it got preempted this year, unfortunately.
I thought it was a secret, the $500,000. No, so we're just going to give away the Eco Totes instead of the $500,000 and the Escalade. Joe on Staten Island, you ready to play?
Sure, why not?
Go ahead, Pat.
Are we going to go again with the New York State Senators?
Oh, that's
questions?
Right. We had that one question hanging. Did you hear it from way back then?
I did hear it, and I don't have a fancy enough phone to check the internet, but I'm just going to wing it and say, okay, well, the choices were Hiram Monserrat, Pedro Espada, Ruben Diaz and Carl Kruger.
Impressive. Right. Impressive recall.
Only one of those four Democrats from the New York State Senate who briefly defected to the Republicans, giving the Republicans the majority. Only one of them has since not come under investigation or conviction by the legal system. Which one is clean, as far as we know?
I'm winging it, but I'm going to say Diaz.
Correct.
And Diaz is right. So you are halfway, even without the benefit of Googling during the pledge break.
Well, the last contestant did kind of give away two by mangling their names.
We did eliminate two out of the four, which gave you a 50% chance.
It did.
Even with pure guesswork. So you're one question away from winning an Eco-Tote. And, Pat, what is that question?
With the Eco-Tote on the line, March saw a brief star turn by an unlikely local creature. A fake Twitter account sent the message, "Does anyone know if Whole Foods sells organic mice?" What was the creature, and what had it done?
It was a—I'm trying to remember what kind of snake. It was a cobra that escaped from a zoo in Connecticut, was it?
Good Lord,
this is such a happy day.
And that's the close enough flourish, Joe, because the zoo was actually in the Bronx.
It was a Bronx Zoo.
It was the Bronx Zoo.
Bronx, of course.
You've already won the Eco-Tote, but just as a bonus, because you've done so well, do you remember where the snake was found?
No, I don't, and I can't even come up with something funny.
I mean, it was in the zoo the whole time. It was in the reptile house.
Okay. It actually hadn't escaped at all.
And whoever it was who took on the Cobra as his alter ego on Twitter, in addition to that one about the organic mice, tweeted, "If you want to find me, I'm right in front of the original Ray's Pizza and loving the tall grass at the High Line."
That's awesome.
So there you go. Okay, we're going to put you on hold and get your address. Congratulations, Joe.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year to you. Abel in Brooklyn, were you paying attention in 2011?
Oh, obsessively so, Brian. By the way, I love your show.
Thank you. Obsessively so, Pat. So let's see what we can do with this news-obsessed junkie.
Abel, your first question. In what month did Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark officially open?
This is probably not as... He's probably, like, totally into gridlock in Washington, and we're asking him about Spider-Man.
Yeah, I love... As much as I love Spider-Man, I am into more national politics than Broadway musicals. So I'm going to have to guess, unless you can give me a hint. Is this a... I mean, it might be a trick question, because I'm not sure if it actually opened. Is it still in previews or something?
Well, it did open... In 2011, so the answer is a month in 2011 as to when it officially opened.
No, I'm going to give you a better hint, but I'm only going to give you 10 seconds to do the math.
Okay, go ahead.
It opened November 28, 2010 and played 182 previews before it officially opened.
It must have been in February.
Oh! How do they do 182 shows between November and February?
No, my math.
The math wasn't even... Abel, thank you very much. Happy New Year. The math wasn't even that hard. Colin in Metuchen. Quick, did you do that math?
I think it opened in September.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Colin, Happy New Year. Anyway, all right,
we're going
to have to move on from that question, actually.
Okay.
So the answer was June.
Yes, it was June.
And 182 days from November 28th, 182, that's half the year, exactly.
That was the longest preview period in Broadway history, but the tickets were full price the whole time.
But 182 days would put it into exactly
six months. There was a period where they didn't do any previews, but then they got onto the matinee schedule and so forth. So it works out to about 6 months.
So Tracy in Manhattan, you ready for a brand new news quiz question? Tracy, are you there? Uh-oh, Tracy's having lunch. Let's see who was hanging the next longest. Chris in Brooklyn. Chris, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hello.
So what you got for Chris, Pat?
Chris, in September, 2 months after raising prices and losing 800,000 subscribers, the CEO of this company wrote a blog post that began with the line, "I messed up. I owe everyone an explanation."
Yeah, that would be Quixter/Netflix, correct?
Reed Hastings.
Very good. And you even remembered that the DVD section would be rebranded as Quixter.
Yes.
And that lasted about 3 weeks when Netflix announced that it was canceling Quixtar and keeping the DVD service and the streaming site together under one website and one brand. Okay, one question away from winning a WNYC Eco Tote.
Very straightforward question. What is planking?
What is planking? Planking is when you lay on something with your body stiff, some sort of weird, obscure thing on just anywhere.
Got it. Kind of a free-form answer on that one, but I think you nailed it.
I think,
all right.
I think the Urban Dictionary would say that was close enough to plank, as they define it, to lay horizontally in a strange or unusual place. And why was planking in the news?
I think just because there people tweeted photos of them planking in odd places.
There was Time Magazine's number two tweeted meme of...
Brian, get down off the desk. Don't plank right here.
I have to plank. When I get the urge to plank, I just have to plank. It doesn't matter where
Brian, I am. The desk won't even hold you up.
Hey, construction here is extremely good. All right. Congratulations, Chris.
Love you, Brian. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Jack in North Brunswick. You ready for news quiz question?
Yes, I am. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Pat, hit him.
This year, the WNYC newsroom helped break a story about the high levels of arrests by the NYPD of Black and Latino New Yorkers for marijuana possession. Many of the arrests took place under the city policing policy known as blank and blank.
Stop and frisk.
You got it.
Blank and blank. Stop and frisk. And we've been talking about Elsa Chang's reporting for WNYC on that. And
award-winning
indeed,
reporting.
That's right. And Police Commissioner Kelly issued an internal memo in September directing officers to stop arresting people for small amounts of marijuana possession if the drugs were never in public view. Because in New York State, possession of small amounts of marijuana is only a criminal offense if it's displayed publicly. And ironically, officers force people to empty their pockets during a stop and frisk. And then, therefore, the marijuana would be displayed and people would get arrested. And we revealed that, and Commissioner Kelly said, yeah, well, maybe that's not fair. So there you go. So that's one. Question two for the Eco-Tote.
Late on the night of June 24th, this was the sound in the New York State Senate chamber.
Ayes 33, nays 29.
What happened on the night of June 24th?
Not often do you hear that kind of uproarious shrieking when a bill passes the New York State Legislature in Albany. So what was that momentous occasion?
That was a lot of cheering, so I'm going to have to say it was gay marriage was passed.
And Jack in North Brunswick, even peering across the Hudson and not even being a New Yorker, subject to that law, you are a Brian Lehrer Show 2011 News Scholar for getting that question and the previous one right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. And we're going to put you on hold, get your address. Don't go away. And we're going to go next to Ross in New Windsor. Hi, Ross. You're on WNYC. Happy New Year.
To you, too. Hi, Brian. Hi, Pat.
Were you paying attention in 2011, Ross?
With your good help, I was.
Okay. Well, we'll see how closely.
Ross, your first question. In May, Brian had a guest from Scientific American on to talk about an upcoming event. Here's how it was described.
That will be 722,500 days since April 1st in 33 AD, which he calculates to be the date of the crucifixion.
What is that guest describing?
Well, the end of the world, I guess.
Well, that's right.
We'll give you that.
Yeah, the prediction of the rapture. American Christian radio host Harold Camping. Everybody was focusing on that day. So I don't know why, just because this one guy had it out there.
It must have been a slow news week because it got a lot of play.
It really did. What were we thinking? Okay, one more to an Eco Tote.
Okay, Ross, here's question two for you. One of the biggest stories of the year in the New York art world was a show at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. To meet the demand, the Met stayed open until midnight for the first time in its history. It offered $50 tickets for those who wanted to see the show on Mondays when the museum is usually closed. What was that show?
That is a little bit difficult if you don't follow the art world, but it was such a phenomenon.
Was it in the summer?
I believe it was.
It ended
in the summer.
Right.
It had gone on.
The McQueen exhibit?
Correct.
Very good. The Alexander McQueen exhibit, known as Savage Beauty.
They moved 650,000 people through in the time that it was here.
And their membership increased by 15%, we're told, because members could skip the line to see the show. So we know what packs them in to the Metropolitan Museum of Art. All right, congratulations.
Thanks, Brian. And my one New Year wish is please hold Nan Hayworth more accountable in 2012.
Oh, Nan Hayworth, your congresswoman in New Windsor, New York.
Yeah, she is.
Okay, thank you very much. Desiree in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. You ready, Desiree?
Yes, I am.
And were you paying attention in 2011?
Sort of.
Okay, we will find out the definition of sort. We've gone from obsessed a few callers ago to sort of with Desiree.
Desiree, here's your first question.
This was a big New York One story, by the way. This was very visual, so this is a big New York One story.
Who were Bobby, Violet, and Pip, and why was New York watching them online all throughout the summer?
Were they Red Tail Hawks?
They were.
Absolutely right. They made their nest outside the NYU president's office. And the Hawk Cam from the New York Times and NYU live stream for 127 days. Okay.
For the EcoTote, question two. The New York City grid had a big birthday this year. How old is the street grid?
100.
Oh, sorry, Desiree. Nice try. Happy New Year. The street grid is twice as old as that. As we run out of time for this portion of the news quiz, it is a 200-year-old street grid, which makes sense considering the age of New York City.
Yes.
Pat Kiernan, before you go, someone just tweeted, I see Pat Kiernan on New York One TV while he's on radio with Brian Lehrer. What gives? You're actually on television and radio at the same time.
I can't comment on that. Perhaps you've employed this technology, Brian, where there's an ability to record something and be in two places at once.
I thought it was just magic.
For you, I have moved mountains.
Pat Kiernan, we will be watching in the mornings on New York One as you give us the weather on the ones and what's in the papers and all the news. And you're a great quiz master, very funny and informed. And so thanks a lot for doing this. Happy New Year to you.
Thanks for having me today. Happy New Year.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Our news quiz is not over. I will ride solo for the final portion, which is coming up, which is the lightning speed true-false round. So get ready to get in line if you're not already on the phone, 212-433-WNYC. And we will do the lightning fast true-false round of the end-of-year news quiz coming up next. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.